Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Truth About Trucking, live, hosted by Alan Smith, a 30-year OTR veteran, business entrepreneur, and motor carrier transportation consultant, specializing in assisting students and new drivers, and pushing forward to raise the standards of the trucking industry. And now, live from beautiful Citrus County, Florida, here's your host, Alan Smith.
Back after a few weeks off. This is Truth About Trucking Live, and I am Alan Smith, and today is Thursday, June 17th, 2010, and this is, why isn't that thing stopping? There it goes. It's a cool song, but time to put an end to it. This is Trucking Topics Open Discussion 4. Where we talk about whatever comes to mind, and also you have the opportunity to call in and talk about whatever you would like to talk about concerning the trucking industry or trucking issues. Our call-in number is 347-826-9170, and as always, we would be glad to have you on the show. Feel kind of a little lost here. Donna's not here. She's on her way to Louisiana, or maybe she's already there, but she's going to be calling in and checking in with us, and so I'm kind of running everything here myself. Kind of feel a little scattered, but we made it. Like I said, we've been off for a few weeks, just largely through work, just working a lot, but glad to be back on here. And our show this evening is brought to you in part by RigQuote.com, the only place you need to go for all of your insurance needs. If you're an owner-operator, small fleet owner, freight broker, freight forwarder, whatever your trucking business entails, RigQuote.com works with over 50 of the best insurance providers across America, and that's how they can find you the best insurance coverage at the best price. Plus, they offer many types of discounts that can even make your insurance payments lower without sacrificing quality. And I don't have to tell you, as a business owner, you understand the importance of saving money where you can. And insurance is one of the biggest expenses you're going to face, so why not get the best coverage at the best affordable price? And you can get a price quote in 5 minutes or less. Just go to RigQuote.com and see for yourself. That is RigQuote.com. So really, it's just kind of open discussion. We'll just kind of talk about what – I have a few little things we're going to discuss, just things in the news. Did you hear about this little trucking company out of Forest, Mississippi, I believe it was? It's called Hall's Trucking Company. I don't think it was a very big company, but a whole slew of law enforcement officers just swarmed out on the place, I guess the first of this week, and found a little over 270 pounds of marijuana. It was seized from their operation. And so I guess they were doing a little drug dealing on the side. Actually been like a year-long investigation with federal authorities and state authorities all involved. And I just saw that on the news a little while ago. Just outside of Jackson, Mississippi, I think it was. So I guess they just didn't have enough freight to handle with. But that was one of the little things I saw when I was kind of skimming across there. So not a good thing there. But anyway, glad you're here with us. I remembered, I know Donna's going to be wondering, did you remember the chat? So, yeah, I remember the chat. And we have... Already have several guests in there, and Patches. I see Patches in there, so welcome to you, Patches, and all the guests that are there. And, you know, one thing about our Blog Talk Radio show, you know, Blog Talk Radio is out of New York, and so our call-in number is a New York number, but you can call into the show for free using Skype. And what you do is you just go to Blog Talk Radio and you make your own account. Just make your own profile. It's free. And if you have Skype on your computer, on the show page, there'll be a little button there that says call in to host, and you can click on that and call into the show on Skype, and it doesn't cost you a dime. So I thought I would reiterate that, because a lot of people ask me about how to call in and everything, but you can call in for free using Skype there. So that's something I wanted to pass along too. So what are we going to talk about tonight? You know, well, I saw Donna. She just popped up, and then she popped off. You know, have you seen the June issue of Truckers News? It's a great story by Todd Deals on Jazzy Jordan and her run across America to benefit the St. Christopher Trucker Development and Relief Fund and to bring awareness of those in need of medical insurance and coverage. It's a nine-month journey, actually a nine-and-a-half-month journey, starting in California on September 1st, 2009, and Jazzy ran her way into Times Square in New York City on Tuesday, June 15th, 2010, 9.5 months and 3,200 miles later. Just an amazing accomplishment, and Truckers News just did an incredible story on it in their June edition. And it did some good. It was a success. St. Christopher Executive Director Donna Kennedy has said that the number of applications that they have received for help has gone up dramatically. Now, if you don't know what if you don't know about St. Christopher Trucker Development and Relief Fund, they help truckers and truckers' families who are in need of paying their medical, you know, bills, medical assistance. And so that was what Jazzy was running for, to bring attention to that. And just an amazing story. And donations just poured in by truckers and non-truckers alike, by donations, buying T-shirts and other various means through Jazzy's website, runwithjazzy.com. And Jazzy Jordan just may be going down in the records book as the youngest woman to ever run across America. And the most remarkable thing about this young lady, who is now 17, is she did it all for bringing attention to those who need medical coverage in this country. Her run across America brought in sponsors like apparel maker Saucony for her running shoes, trucking industry companies like Stayrat, I believe, for about $300 a month for fuel, and Cat Scales. We all know about Cat Scales, provided cash donations, and another Sleep Dog Mattresses provided the mattress in the RV where Jazzy could rest and get ready for the next day run. And it was just an amazing story. And truckers from all over the country caught up with her from time to time and showed their support by cash donations or buying a Jazzy T-shirt or just even shaking her hand. And so stop by your local Pilot or Flying J truck stop, truck stops all over America, really, and pick up the June edition of Truckers News. It's a great magazine. And check out this amazing accomplishment by 17-year-old Jazzy Jordan. And she didn't do it for recognition. She didn't do it for fame. She did it for you, all the truckers and families of truckers, and for those in need of medical insurance assistance or coverage. And she did it. She made it. Took her 9.5 months, and I know it wasn't easy. She had some injuries along the way, and but just a heck of a trooper. She made it. California to New York City, 9.5 months, 3,200 miles, and 17 years of age. So it's just an amazing thing. And so we want to say thank you, Jazzy, for what you did and the attention you brought to truckers and the need for people who are without medical coverage. And we'll get into that a little bit more. What's the best way to thank Jazzy right here on Truth About Trucking Live? Well, the best way to thank her is in song.
Figured you didn't see me on there, so I hung up and called back again.
Oh, I saw you on there. I just have my little spiel I have to go through.
Oh, okay.
But you know, we're talking about Jazzy now, and I know that you you just had some inside details and everything about how everything went when she ran into Times Square and all that, and wanted to let you share that.
Yeah, we were on Facebook, and we were in contact. Jan was with them, Jan McCarter, who just sung that song, and we would call back and forth. I know that Daniel had Lee on one night, and they were talking about it, but anyway, Jan and I stayed in pretty close contact, and she was telling me the day that they had the webcam or an Earth cam up, and you could actually see Times Square as she entered in. But as she was going over the George Washington Bridge, she actually had the police NYPD escort. And as she entered the city, the New York PD one team also was running with her.
The New York what?
The NYPD run team, their running team, they wore running T-shirts.
Okay, yeah, the New York, you're breaking up a little bit, but the New York running team ran with her?
The PD run team.
PD, okay.
So, yeah, and she said it was great that all the truckers on the highway were honking because, you know, the truckers all knew what this was about. And that crowds were cheering, and she said it was very, very exciting for Jazzy. So,
oh, good.
Her 13-year-old brother, Levi, from what I understand, ran the last 10 miles with her. Her mother, Paulette, was there, and her grandmother was there also, tip reader. Sheila's sister. This is the woman that Jazzy actually dedicated this run to. Her sister was there to greet her. And the very last mile of the run, Jazzy put on a winter jacket, which was Sheila's company winter jacket, because Sheila worked for Lee's trucking company. She was a driver and a close family friend. So she ran that last mile. It was about 80 degrees that day with that winter jacket on. And when she approached, Ann said it was extremely emotional. There was a lot of tears. And from there, the first person who interviewed her was ABC, and then NBC News, and then Fox News. They had flowers and group pictures. And actually, I got to snap that shot. I snapped it right off of that Earth cam, that cam in Times Square, and we posted it on Facebook. And you can see them taking that group shot right live in Times Square.
Oh,
so,
really?
Yeah. So it was, I mean, I was just like, I was really moved just watching it on the cam, and it was very, very exciting. I did you later on, if you want to call Lee up, he said it would be better for you to call him if you had time and wanted, you know, to discuss all this. I know he's been on Freewheeling and a couple other shows. I know he's been on Dave's show, and, you know, I'm sure they're very tired, but he's always excited to discuss the St. Christopher's Fund and everything that Jazzy sacrificed. And I really want to stress that she sacrificed tremendously. This girl went through continuous pain and really never complained, never did anything, but she was in a lot of pain. Rain, snow, cold weather, that accident, that this car crashed into the truck. Thank God Jazzy was in the truck and not running in front of it at the time. That could have been a tremendous catastrophe. So we're very, very grateful about that. But just a marvelous human being, an inspiration to so many people. So I want to just thank her and her dad and her mother and her brother for all the sacrifices they also have endured during this time.
Yeah, they definitely went through a lot, and she did. She had an injury kind of early on, didn't she? And sidelined her for like a month.
Yeah, she's had some problems on and off. It was, I believe, her left leg or knee is Lee calls in. I guess we can, or if you call him, we can get the details on all that. But I believe it was her left leg. She had a lot of problems.
Okay. Where are you at right now?
Well, I've got about another maybe 10 minutes to be with you tonight. I'm going to try to get through this other thing because we're almost to destination, and I want to see those babies before they put them to sleep.
I know. Okay. Well, I knew you had some inside views there on when she ran into Times Square, and just looking here in the chat, Dan Little of OOU is with us. Hi, Dan. Glad to see you there. Trucker Desiree's in there, and go ahead.
Oh, no. Said Dan and Desiree. It just reminded me. I just wanted to tell folks that Desiree and I are the staff writers, two of the staff writers now for OOU. So we're really happy to do that. There's a lot of great things to write about, and so as well as the Ask the Trucker blog and everything else we write about, that's one more thing for us.
Yeah, and OOU, we're talking about Dan Little there, who's the president of OOU. That's the OwnerOperatorsUnited.org. He's doing a lot of work, especially in contacting Ray LaHood's office about the NAFTA and opening the border and just doing a lot of great work there. So you and Trucker Desiree now are been designated. Designated what?
Staff riders.
Staff riders, yeah. Staff riders for the OOU site. So I'm seeing all this stuff flashing on my screen, and I'm losing my train of thought. So, but okay, well, great. Well, listen, if you only have about 10 minutes then, I just wanted to add, too, you know, you can still go to Jazzy's website, runwithjazzy.com, and check everything out there and still continue to help to support her and the St. Christopher Fund. But one thing, if you only have like 10 minutes, Donna, I also wanted to touch on Jason's Law call to action coming up on June 28th.
Right. And that's something that, you know, really needs to be out there tonight. We have a lot of people on board with this. We have Owner Operators United on with us. OIDA is on, and oh, by the way, OIDA was down there when Jazzy was running too. I believe Charlie, I can't think of his name, but he was down there with her. That just reminded me of that. The ATA is on board with this. Now, so far, owner operator and us and OIDA, we've all mentioned this 28th date. We're kind of waiting for ATA to post something because we know that they are on board with Jason's Law. So we're hoping to see that from them also. Let's see. Those
okay.
Can you hear me okay?
You're kind of breaking up a little bit, so you may not be coming in very good.
It's a bad part of Louisiana. It's real rural over here.
That's okay.
Might be calling in tonight. What we're asking is everybody on June 28th to call your congressman or senators. You could go on our site. Inside, there's a link that will take you right to your specific senator or congressman and to ask for them to for Jason's Law. Jason's Law, it will provide safe trucker parking. Why do we need that? Well, you know, everyone knows what happened to Jason Rivenberg. He couldn't find suitable parking. He parked in an abandoned gas station, and he was shot and killed for the $7 that he had on him. Many, many, many drivers are always complaining, especially up in the Northeast, that there isn't enough parking What this means is many times drivers are forced to drive when they're tired until they can seek parking. This pilot program, although it's a baby step into a much better vision for more trucker parking, it is a step in the right direction, and it will provide more safe trucker parking. So if anyone out there has ever had a problem parking, needs to support Jason's law on June 20th by calling up your congressman and senators. At a time when the FMCSA is very, very diligent about the safety issues, trying safer highways and just all kinds of new rules, mandates, and regulations. This is a hand-in-hand law that would go into all that. This is strictly about safe trucker parking, and drivers will have no problem with that. Okay.
I'll go over some more too. I'm afraid maybe you're not coming in very clear. I mean, I heard everything, but it's kind of hard to tell.
Okay. Well, I wanted you to, if you could, there's what they can say when they call up so that they're most effective.
Yeah, I will.
Okay.
You make sure I do everything right now. It maybe just be the area that you're in, so I want everything to be clear and everything, but anyway, you just need to just get there and enjoy yourself, and I guess I'll see you in about a week.
Right, just a little less than a week.
Okay, all right. Well, I'll be talking with you.
Okay, everybody, and thanks everybody, and I'll talk to you later.
All right, bye.
Bye.
All right, so yeah, she's in Louisiana having a good time. I'm here stuck working, so I'm going to have about a week, I guess, where I'm back to TV dinners and bologna and cheese sandwiches. So that's about my limit on things. But the Jason's Law call to action, June 28th, that's the day that's been designated as the official call-in day for Jason's Law. And like Donna was saying, everyone that we know is on board with this day, including us and OOU, Owner Operators United, and OIDA. And OIDA also put in an article in their Landline magazine that you can read. You can go to Landline, I believe it's landline.com, just a Landline magazine, the magazine for OIDA. They put it in there. They're calling for June 28th as the call to action for Jason's Law. And we've written a few posts about this on our Ask the Trucker blog. But to those of you who haven't heard about it, like Donna was saying, Hope Rivenberg, along with Congressman Tonko, the congressman out of the state of New York, who is the originator of the bill H.R. 2156, and have designated June 28th as a day of recognition for Jason Rivenberg and Jason's Law. So Hope Rivenberg called us to tell us that the request is for everyone to call up their congressman or congresswoman and senators and urge them to support H.R. 2156 and safe truck parking. And we've discovered that the bill, Jason's Law, has been stalled in the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee, where James Oberstar of Minnesota resides as the chair, and John Micah of Florida is the ranking Republican. And there's no apparent reason that this bill should not pass, as Donna said, especially since 2010 is the year of safety, which has been displayed by the enforcement of CSA 2010, which is an all-out campaign by the FMCSA to improve highway safety and implement stricter rules and regulation on both drivers and carriers. And presently, there's over 40 co-sponsors for the Jason's Law bill. So here's what you can say when you call. First, ask the staffer in charge of transportation. And then ask them to please ask their boss to co-sponsor H.R. 2156, known as Jason's Law. And we'd like everyone to explain that you live in their state and you are very concerned about the risk of highway safety caused by the inadequate number of available parking facilities for professional truck drivers, and explained that the drivers of these big rigs are forced to drive tired until they can find a decent place to park, and that is causing a major safety risk to themselves and the general public as well. And you can go on to explain that the bill was named, like Donna said, after a truck driver who could not find safe parking. And Jason, as we all know, parked in an abandoned gas station, and his life was taken for just $7. So this is a very important bill that needs to be get a jump start again on it. It's just sitting there, stalled in the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee, and it shouldn't be. So June 28th is the call to action day for Jason's Law, and we join in with OOU and OIDA and ATA to help give this thing a push and get it rolling and make Jason's Law a law, and that would provide safe truck parking for truckers across the country. So June 28th, if you would do that, it would be of great importance and help. Just contact your congressman or congresswoman and senators and tell them all that and urge them to support the bill. Let's take a couple calls here real quick. I'll take the first one here, and then we'll kind of move on. I believe this is Patches, Delaware, area code 302. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, I agree with Jason's Law. It's that something's been needed for years.
And yeah, it is.
And it's a shame that some states are closing rest areas down. And
yeah,
also,
and it may even get worse.
Oh, making things a lot worse.
Yeah.
You go to make one trip and turn around and say, for instance, you leave Pennsylvania. You're heading down toward Texas. By the time you get back, there's going to be some rest areas closed.
Yeah.
Regardless of what you do. Some truck stops are even going to be closed. So it's getting harder and harder out there to find a safe place. And it's just awesome.
Yeah, especially in certain parts of the country. And I think things are going to – we're going to see some worse times coming simply because I mean, we're still not through this recession, and some of the things that are going on in politics, I have a feeling we may be seeing even a deeper recession next year, so that's not good news either. So this is a bill everybody needs to jump on board, and, I mean, OIDA, OOU, ATA is on board with it, and Patches, everybody just needs to do what they're recommending and do this call to action, don't you think?
I agree. If they if they don't, it's not just the truckers are going to be suffering. The consumer and is going to be the one that suffers the most. Because if we're tired, we're not going to deliver. If we can't be safe, what's going to happen? And you know, it's a double-edged sword against the government for not acting on this sooner.
Well, anything that kind of goes with trucker safety is always seems to kind of get pushed under the rug by a lot of these people. And what's ironic about that is that this is the year that's been called the year for safety. And, you know, with the 2010 and everything like we were discussing. But I think providing, you know, a safe and decent, secure parking area for truckers, I mean, that should be right up the ladder there.
Yeah, that falls in with the CSA 2010. And what new regulations are they going to put in for that aspect of it? I've heard now that they've pushed that CSA back to 2011, and I can't say that's right or wrong.
I haven't looked at it lately. I thought that I saw something where I thought that it was going to begin effect in September, but I think a large portion of it is 2011. I think it's even going to stretch, if I'm not mistaken. I don't have my notes here, but I think 2010 is even going to kind of stretch into 2013, maybe even. So I don't have everything here in front of me. So it's kind of spread out, you know, for the next couple of years. But I do think some parts of it, It was supposed to be in July, but I believe they pushed it up to September, if I'm not mistaken. At least some parts of it.
Well, I understand that. I think it was the last part of August, first September, somewhere in that.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, but the way they're acting with it, changing it, one day, say today, it's one way. Tomorrow, it's a different way.
Yeah, I think that's kind of why we all kind of laid back, because, you know, we were doing shows on it and writing articles about it, and we'd do a show, we'd do an article, and then the very next day everything would be changed. So I think everybody just kind of said, well, let's just sit back and wait and see until they figure out exactly what's going to happen with this thing.
Well, I agree. I agree with you. But there again, if they don't have the correct people and they're trying to make sense of this, they're not going to make sense of it. And it's going to be we already are what you call in double jeopardy, in a way. But when this CSA 2010, when that goes in, the way they've got it written now, the way it seems, we're going to be in triple jeopardy. So what are we supposed to do?
Well, we're just going to do whatever they tell us to do, basically what it boils down to. I know they're working on it. I think a lot of the changes came about because they were listening to drivers, and they listened to this show, and they listened to other shows, and they listened to what everybody was saying, and then they would go back to the drawing board. So I think that played a big part in it. And but like I said, everybody's just kind of I know Mike Rohn of RMR Consultants, who's an expert in this thing, have all just laid back now, you know, because, like I said, it was.
Well, they need to make up their mind one way or the other, whether they're going to more or less start it now, okay, that so we can all make up our minds, or are they just going to put it on hold until they can get a good handle on it? And I think the best thing is for them to put it on hold so they can get a good handle on it. Now, that's myself. Can anybody hear me? Uh-oh. Alan, you lost me. Oh, well. If anybody can hear me, post. What's happened? Okay, Desiree. Now, this, it's just hard, you know, this CSA 2010. It's just taking a big chunk out of everybody. It's not just one person. Everybody.
Okay, I'm back here. PR. Yeah, I had a call in, knocked me off, but so I missed some of what you're saying, but anyway, everybody held on there, but I heard part of what you were saying. The way I look at it is whatever they come up with and hand down, well, that's what truckers are going to have to abide by. That's just the way it is.
I agree. But heck, they should make up their minds. I know that they want everything to change for safety. But at the same time, why put something out there that they know for sure is not going to work? And the way they've got it going right now, some aspects will work, but they can't see that. And some of the aspects of it won't work because it's blaming the driver for basically all things, and that can't be.
Yeah,
you can't,
I know.
The companies for all things. And so you've got to put a defined area that what is actually the company's responsibility and what actually is the driver's responsibility. That's what they're not doing. They're saying, if the company gets a ticket, the driver gets a ticket. That's double jeopardy.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people agree, and that's still one of the biggest problems that we're seeing with it. You know, we've said before, just like, you know, a driver rolls down the road and gets a nail in the tire and gets caught, you know, then he gets hit for that. So, yeah, there's problems with it, but I guess, you know, we're just going to have to deal with whatever they hand down and live with it. So that's all we can do with that. But thanks, Patches. I appreciate it. I want to get on to another caller here from Oklahoma, area code 918. Welcome to the show. Go ahead.
Hey, it's Jan.
Oh, hi, Jan. How are you?
Good.
Hey,
I
you were there in
else
Times
the other
Square,
day.
Huh?
Yes, I was, and that was something else. Let me tell you, that last little bit, Lee got out and was running, and Paulette got out and was running. Of course, Levi ran for quite a while, and then had the New York Police Department running club behind her, and Lee was revving up the crowd, screaming and yelling and clapping and getting the crowd going, and it was really something.
Well, I'm good. You know, I'm glad she had a finish like that because she deserves it. You know, we talked with her on the show once, her and her dad, and she's just a sweet little girl, and she was just not doing this for, you know, any recognition or nothing. But, you know, dadgummit, she needed a little recognition when she hit Times Square, you know?
Yeah, she did, and she got it. She got it.
Good. Now,
they
was Jim there with you?
Real well. Yeah, he bobtailed the truck in.
Oh,
he took
okay.
up the rear. I was sitting on the tailgate of Paulette's car. She was in front, Paulette's pilot vehicle, her truck, and there was a bunch of us sitting on the back, some family and friends from Minnesota, and then the Jazzy was right behind the truck, but facing us because I was sitting on the tailgate. And then behind her was her dad. And I believe Randy Grothy was in his vehicle, Sheila's husband. And then behind him, a driver by the name of Robert Curran brought one of his friend's pilot cars, and she drove it, and he got out and ran every now and then. He's a flatbed driver, and he provided us with some signs, big, big, huge signs that he had done up real nice. We put one on the truck, and they had one on the car. But he'd been driving around with these signs on his truck for I don't know how long.
Wow.
And, yeah, it was pretty neat. And the guy from Traquero's magazine, it's the Latino large car magazine, mm-hmm. he was with her from, I think, like halfway through New Jersey. He joined up with them and was there, you know, for like, I don't know, the last 60 or 80 miles. I'm not sure, you know. But he was there, and he... on Monday had some of the truckers that he knew in the area following her. She had quite a bit of a convoy on Monday. And then behind that pilot car that I was telling you about was Jimmy in our truck. And we had vinyl put on the side of it with the St. Christopher's logo and Jazzy's logo and Truckers Tracks and the Keys Truckers on there, all supporters of the St. Christopher's Fund. And it says, proud to support. And that was pretty cool. And we had a big American flag on one side and the Jazzy, Run with Jazzy on the front. And Jimmy was honking the horn all the way through the city. So it was pretty nice. It was pretty cool for him, I'm sure, bobtailing into Times Square.
Oh, yeah.
But,
yeah, that would have been awesome. But it had to be, like Donna said, it had to be very, very emotional.
It was. And, you know, that last little bit, you know, when she had that jacket on, I've got pictures, and you could just see the anguish in that girl's face. You know, when's it going to be over? When's it going to be over?
Yeah.
And the girls behind her with the running club were cheering her on, just a little bit more, girl, just a little bit more, girl. You got it. Keep going.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they were really, you know, cheering her on and stuff. It was really, really neat. And there was a guy that came down from his office that had been following the Twitter updates, and he was waiting for just the right moment to take his lunch break.
Mm-hmm.
Sergio was his name. I can't remember his last name. And he came down just at the right time, and I think he ran like 5 or 6 blocks. And
wow.
So it was really cool. People just joining in out of the blue, you know. And
yeah.
It was really neat, and then the press was there, and, of course, the Naked Cowboy showed up, and That's interesting.
Well, Donna doesn't remember, and I have no idea how she can forget the Naked Cowboy, but we've been up there, and he was out there doing his thing, but she just doesn't remember.
Well, you know, Jazzy doesn't watch television, you know. She's got other things to do. Even when she's home, she doesn't watch TV, you know. That's what her parents tell me. And so she had no idea who this guy was. So,
yeah.
You know, he walks up and you know,
could be a little shocker, huh?
The look on her face was priceless. It was like, what the, you know?
Yeah, I would have liked to see that.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh my God, the Naked Cowboy. It was,
that's fun. Well, I'm glad she had a finish like that. And
yeah.
Well, I would have given anything to have been there and seen that, because she deserved it. It's just a remarkable thing she did.
It was great. And Chris from Freewheeling came down and talked to her, and I believe he had her on the air right there the last few minutes of his show, right there live down there in Times Square. That was pretty cool.
Oh,
and
good.
Jeff Heinrich from the St. Christopher's Fund, he was there. He came down from Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, who else was there, Jimmy? I don't want to forget anybody's name. Oh, yeah, Charlie Morash from Ouida. He can run.
Really?
He ran 8 miles with her the day before.
Oh,
and
man, that guy can run. I won't mess with him then. I mean, I don't think I could make it a quarter of a mile.
He's something else, and what a nice guy, too. Really, really nice guy.
Well, that's good that he was there representing Ouida and everybody. So that's just great. I imagine you got a lot of pictures.
I've got lots of pictures, and I just want to encourage everybody to keep on donating to the St. Christopher Fund, because they have been able to help 200 people now so far, drivers, with the money that has been raised, and they want to be able to help more. They want to, and Lee was saying this the other day, that he wanted to see the waiting list done away with, and it would be so great, you know, and just, you can make a monthly pledge where even if it's just $1 or $5 or whatever you can afford, who's going to miss that? And every dollar counts, you know. Lee can give you more details than me because, you know, he knows a heck of a lot more about it. I'm very new on the scene, so I'm not going to try to talk about something that I don't have all the knowledge for. But when you get him on, he can fill you in on the rest. And I'm sure Jazzy will want to talk too.
Okay.
She got to go shopping yesterday.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
she deserved that too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll try to get them on. I'm sure they're tired and weary, and I guess they're headed back to California.
Not California. They're from Minnesota.
I thought they were from California.
No, they started in California. No, they live in Dalton, Minnesota, which is just I don't know about 30, 40 miles, maybe more east of Fargo, North Dakota.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're not too far from Fargo. It's Dalton, Minnesota is their hometown. That's where they live.
All right. Well, thanks for the update. I knew you were there, so it's good to hear. It's good to hear all those good things, and you know, she deserved a finish like that. She did a great job.
Yeah, she did. She did. We kind of, there was a lot going on, and she was wanting to ice and stuff, so we kind of cut out of there so that everybody could have, you know, so the family could have some breathing room. And they're all doing good right now from what I understand, but make sure you get them on later. Give him a call, because I talked to him, and I know he was wanting to talk to you, so.
Okay, I'll try to do it.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, Jan. Bye. I appreciate it. That's Jan McCarter and her husband Jim there of the KeysTruckers.com. So they were there in Times Square, so that was pretty cool. So, all right, so that's Jazzy Jordan running across America and Jason's Law Call to Action. Those are two important things that we wanted to get across in this show. And, You know, we've all heard about California and the clean energy program concerning clean air and making trucks burn cleaner and all that good stuff, and all these new regulations being forced on drivers out there, especially those drivers working out of the ports and harbors. And have you heard about what some trucking companies are forcing drivers to do, all because of this clean energy program? It's just unbelievable. And I'll be right back after this short break to tell you about it. So any comments, 347-826-9170 is our call-in number. Back in 3 minutes. Stick around, because you're going to want to hear what they're doing out there.
It ain't right, man, it sucks when the big old companies make $1 billion on the backs of the working man driving trucks and cars. It takes $1,200 to fill this rig while I'm stuffing the pockets of some big wig. He don't care if I've maxed out my credit card. The only trick I get for my truck is a jack in the price when I fill it up. It's like pumping my money down an endless hole. But what they gonna do when the big rigs don't roll? Tell me what they gonna do when the big rigs don't roll. College degree to figure out that they're ripping off me. They get a big tax break and all I get's the shaft. Insurance goes up if my credit is down. If I sink any lower, I'm gonna drown. And I ain't getting no help from a bureaucrat, no. The only trick I get for my truck is a jack in the price when I fill it up. It's like pumping my money down an endless hole. But what they gonna do when the big rigs don't roll? Tell me what they gonna do when the big rigs don't roll. If mama hadn't taught me the golden rule, I'd tell those big wigs what to do with the nozzle on the pump where I get my gas. But I'm a good boy and I won't do that. I get for my truck is a jack in the price when I fill it up. It's like pumping my money down an endless hole. But what they gonna do when the big rigs don't roll? Tell me what they gonna do when the big rigs don't roll. What they gonna do when the big rigs don't roll?
Okay, that was What They Gonna Do When the Big Rigs Don't Roll, written by Barry Allen and David Ayers, and you can download that song and others from Barry's website, myspace.com/thesongplugger, and that was John Johnson providing the vocals. Does a great job, doesn't he? And John runs the Johnson Brothers Recording Studio out of Covington, Georgia, and you can check out his site at mysongdemo.com. And so liven things up the bat there a bit. So while I got this phone situation taken care of. Okay, California, always leading the way in new regulations and policies, right? Well, their clean energy program is causing trouble for truck drivers in ways you might never have imagined. And some trucking companies just can't afford to retrofit their trucks with the new equipment needed to meet the standards, you know, of the new law. So some have figured out a way to get out of it and put all the responsibilities on the drivers. Patches was touching on that a minute ago. It always goes to the driver. But I've been informed by a driver working out in Compton, California, out there in the harbors, that the company he was driving for as a company driver is now forcing drivers into a truck lease program. So like it or not, they will now become owner-operators, picking up all the expenses of the truck. But that's not the unbelievable part. The truck which this driver was operating is also operated by a company driver, slip seating. It will be a slip seat operation. So the driver will pick up all expenses of the truck, plus be charged $80 per day and still share his truck in a slip seat company driver position. And yeah, you heard me right. He was going to be forced into a lease program with the truck he was driving, taking on all the expenses of an owner operator, plus be charged $80 per day, plus still have to share his truck with a company driver in a slip seat operation. So how's that for a truck and company lease purchase program? And one of the companies doing this, forcing drivers to do this, is out of Compton, California. And the driver wrote me some emails and was telling me all about it. And I just thought, boy, how amazing is that? I mean, how would you like for that to be a lease purchase program? You pick up all the expenses of the truck, be charged $80 a day, and you still have to share your so-called truck with a slip seat company driver. So I just think that may be a new one on the books. I don't think I've ever heard of that before. He didn't do it. He just said, well, how can that's just ridiculous. I mean, sharing my truck with a company driver and I'm picking up all the expenses. So he was out of there. So everybody out there in Compton, California, working in the harbors, watch out. Be careful of that. And he even told me that he had sent me the contract so I could see what it said. So I might have to do that. That's one contract I'd like to see. And, you know, I've been talking about these truck and company lease purchase programs for 5 years now, and they are, without a doubt, probably the biggest scam in the trucking industry. And there are a handful of companies that have and offer decent lease purchase options, but only a handful. The biggest problem with these programs is that you are stuck with a company that you're leased with, and you can't take the truck with you if you quit. You have to turn the truck back in, so are you really an owner-operator? Is the truck ever really yours? And worse, you're at the mercy of that one company and the miles they provide. So this guy's story is just one out of thousands when it comes to these trucking companies' lease purchase deals, and this driver just had another twist to it, forcing a so-called owner-operator to share his truck with another driver in a slip seat operation. Now, that is a new innovation even in these company lease plans. So, you know, the reason so many people find us is that we are the truth about trucking. I was the first to publicly come out and expose these scams like this within the industry and how drivers are treated. And it's real easy what I do. I just tell the truth. That's it. I'm really glad this driver wrote me and told me his story. And it's the perfect setting for me to tell you the truth about truck leasing. Like I said earlier, there are some companies out there that offer a decent lease purchase program, but the program is still basically the same. If you decide to quit or you want to go to another company, you can't. You're stuck with that company. So if you want to become an owner-operator through a leasing plan, I have the real solutions for you. It's called LoneMountainTruck.com. And Lone Mountain Truck Leasing has offices in Council Bluffs, Iowa, right there by Omaha, Nebraska, and another one in Tifton, Georgia. And with a small down payment and monthly payments around $1,000 or less, they offer one of the best lease purchase plans in the industry. You make the monthly payment, and when the last one is made, they hand over the title. No big balloon payment at the end. And their reputation and service is impeccable, and they are a company you can trust. And you can even check out their trucks online at LoneMountainTruck.com. And one driver, Michael Smothers, gives this testimony. He says, Lone Mountain took a chance on me and gave me a truck without the crazy down payment that other companies were asking for. Now I'm a year into my lease and everything is going great. So stop setting yourself up for failure through these truck and company lease programs. Contact Lone Mountain Truck Leasing and do it the right way. LoneMountainTruck.com is their website, and tell them that you heard about them on Truth About Trucking Live, and you can thank me later. So that
led me into his, that driver's story was just a perfect setup for that, and it's the truth, lonemountaintruck.com. But I don't think I'd ever heard anything like that before in a lease program. So Compton, California, watch out there working in the harbors. And you know what I'll try to do here? I'll try to I kind of hated to bother them because, I just know they're so busy, but everybody keeps telling me to try to give them a call. We're down to about 20 minutes here. Let's try to get a hold of Lee Jordan, Jazzy Jordan's father. Who's all in here? I see Tracy Lynn P. and M-U. Patch is still hanging in there. Dan Little, several guests in the chat room. So let me try this thing here. We'll try to call. Let me see here, and we'll see if they answer. And maybe we can get Jazzy Jordan on here and kind of hear from her words how the emotion was when she made it into Times Square after 9.5 months and 3,200 miles. So there's the ring. Kind of a cool feature we have here now. Here, we'll just see what happens if they're around.
Hello.
Hi, is this Lee?
Yes, it is.
Oh, hey, Lee. This is Alan Smith with Truth About Trucking Live. I've got you live on the air with us. Everybody kept telling me, call Lee, so I hope I'm not bothering you.
No. I'm just about to fuel up the truck, so it might get a little noisy.
Oh, well, that's okay. You want me to try you back later? We just had about 20 minutes down here, and just wanted to kind of hear how what it was like when Jazzy made it into Times Square.
Well, it was incredible when she made it into Times Square. There was, a lot of people came out to run with her. We only had one truck followed her in, Jim and Jan McCarter, and the cops tried to run him off. But I'll tell you what, Jimmy planted his feet, and we're glad that he did. And he stayed with her right to Times Square with the big truck. And, he had just as much right as anybody else did.
Yeah.
Just give me a half a second here.
Sure. Well, see, now, Jan, if you're still listening, you didn't tell us that part of the story.
What's that?
Oh, we had Jan McCarter on here a minute ago, and so she was telling us about it, but I was just telling our audience that she left that part of the story out.
Well, and probably out of respect, but, I was proud of Jimmy for doing that. He just, like I said, he planted his feet, and they stayed with us, and because they were saying the truck took up too much room. Well, it didn't take up too much room. He was bobtailing. Those buses take up more room than his truck did, so... they weren't going to be run off, but, let's get back to when she came into Times Square. There was a lot of people waiting for her. Representatives from the St. Christopher's Fund had a big bouquet of flowers for her, and that was really nice. Somebody else had a big bouquet of flowers for her. Of course, the media just was all over her as soon as she got in there. There was a lot of microphones in her face, a couple of cameras. It was great, it was a good ending to a very long journey.
Yeah, that's what I was saying earlier, I was hoping, she would get something like that because I know she didn't do it for the recognition or anything, but I just thought, she needed that, because it was just a remarkable thing she did, and by what everybody's telling me, it just sounds really great when she made it in there.
In all honesty, the way Jazzy is, and as humble as she is, if she could have ran into time from L.A. to New York City without any recognition but the St. Christopher's Fund getting the donations that they need, that's the way she'd have done it, because she wasn't about being the youngest girl, the youngest person to ever do this. It wasn't about any kind of press or recognition. It was a pure selfless act. And, that's the way Jazzy is. But, of course, and I had to talk to her for many weeks before the TV interviews and the radio interviews went from me to her. And still, even in the end, I was still taking too many and too much of them up. She's a shy girl, and she just she speaks with her actions. And I really think that she spoke loudly to the trucking industry by not only committing to do this, but finishing it.
Without
respect for that.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. And I just consider the whole thing just a great success. And when she made it in there, I was saying it had to be extremely emotional for her.
It was. I think it was emotional for both of us. I know I had tears in my eyes going down Broadway watching her run. Randy Grossi, who is the husband to Sheila Grossi, the lady that she's running in memory of, drove her mom's pilot car, Jazzy's mom's pilot car in, and he cried the whole way. You know, it was very emotional for everybody, but it was emotional for me just to see my little girl complete that, you know.
I'm sure. You've got to be very proud, and I know I heard that she wore Sheila's winter coat, too, the last mile or something?
She did. Jordan Enterprises gave Sheila a jacket for Christmas the year before she died, because she was always going to be our employee, no matter what. And Jazzy did. She wore her jacket in for the last mile.
Wow. Well, you just be sure and tell her that we're just really proud of her, and what she did was just an incredible thing, and the accomplishment is just amazing, and just now it's just time to get home and get rested up. How's her injury? I mean, is she healing up okay? Is she all right?
Well, we haven't had her to a doctor yet, and before I let her run again, you know, I want bone scans, basically from, I think, the knees down, and, you know, I don't want to expose her to too much radiation, but at the same time, if there's a stress fracture in there, I think we really need to grab it. I don't, in all honesty, I don't know that there isn't, but I don't know that there is.
Right. Yeah, just find out just for peace of mind. And she's young enough, she can get healed up and shouldn't be any problems for her.
I don't think that there's anything that she's done in this run that she could not overcome.
Oh, I don't think so either. Well, I'll let you go. I know you're busy, and just tell her that we're just all proud of her, and we thank her for what she did to bring attention to the truckers and families and the St. Christopher Fund. It was just an amazing thing.
Absolutely, and you know, the drivers that are listening, and anybody that's listening, you know, a mere $5 a month makes a huge difference to the St. Christopher's Fund. It doesn't make a big dent to us. I know the economy is tight, and times are tough. There's no two ways about it. You know, I've watched my own company struggle because the times are tough, and even the pilot cars have struggled very badly. If it wasn't for them, we may not have been able to complete. And, you know, Paulette, Jazzy's mom, really needs that recognition that she put everything on the line as well as Jazzy did to make this run successful.
I know.
Yeah, times are hard, but a mere $5 a month, that's $60 a year. That's, what is that? One less cup of coffee a week. One less.
Right.
And
right.
The difference you can make in another driver's life is incredible.
Well, we're going to pass that on, and you pass on to her and your wife, because I know there's a lot of sacrifice going on, but it was just a remarkable thing. We're just proud of her and proud of all of you and everything you did, and y'all just get rested up and take care. We just really appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Take care now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Lee Jordan, Jazzy Jordan's dad there. So these are kind of the two big stories that we're talking about tonight, just kind of chatting on this open discussion. Jazzy Jordan completing her run across America for St. Christopher Fund, helping truckers and truckers' family and anybody really who needs help with medical, you know, medical bills and everything like that. It's just a great thing, remarkable thing. And of course, the call to action for Jason's Law, June 28th. We just want to keep reiterating that. Really important thing to do. And so we hope you pick up that cause as well. And I'll take a short break, and I'll be back to wrap things up. We're getting down to about 20 minutes of this broadcast of Truth About Trucking Live. And
Hey, and during the break, check out treefrogpad.com. And, yeah, you heard me right, treefrogpad.com. It's becoming known as a truck driver's friend. So did I get your curiosity up? Check it out while you listen to Rob Anthony of robanthonymusic.com performing his tribute to truckers down the road. So go there now and get one or two or three or however many you can, and you're going to love it. treefrogpad.com, and I'll be back in 3 minutes to wrap it up.
Sun sets down on the Phoenix sky. It's always hard to say goodbye. I never leave your smile behind. I take all of you with me. The open road it calls to me. The places I go, the people I see. I bring everything they need and help the world to move along. 1 mile down and 1,000 more to go. I carry the load down the road. There's a heat that keeps me warm. Rain or shine, I weather the storm. The pictures I keep up above remind me of love that goes. Tell my son the faces I see. Day to day they rely on me. One day you will understand. I help the world to move along. 1 mile down and 1,000 more to go. I carry the load down the road. Down the road. Mountaintops and city lights, thoughts of me by candlelight, they all bring me back to you. 1 mile down and 1,000 more to go, and you know I'm coming back home. Take you everywhere that I go. I carry this load down the road. I carry the load down the road. I carry the load down the road. Down the road.
Okay, thanks for joining this evening on Blog Talk Radio. And remember, two very important things here. The Jason's Law call to action, June 28th. Everybody on board, call your congressmen, congresswomen, senators. Urge them to support this bill and get this thing out of the stalled state that it is in. This is something that is very important for our truckers across the country. So remember, June 28th is a call to action for Jason's Law. And, again, visit Jazzy Jordan's website, runwithjazzy.com, and you can I'm sure you can find her email there and send her your thanks and for everything that she did. I just can't get over it. That is a long way to run. So tell her that you appreciate everything she did, and check out St. Christopher's Fund. It's just a great organization that helps truckers and truckers' families who are having trouble paying medical bills. And I want to thank our sponsors and advertisers for our show and our blog, Ask the Trucker, and the iPhone Trucker app, LoneMountainTruck.com and RigQuote.com, And you just heard me talk about treefrogpad.com and our newest sponsor, which goes perfectly with what Jazzy Jordan just completed, gohealthinsurance.com, and check that out. That's a really great site. You can just go to askthetrucker.com, and you can see Go Health Insurance over there on the right-hand side, and you can click on it and find out how they can provide you with low-cost health insurance. It's really a great service, so I hope you check that out. Thanks for joining us this evening on Blog Talk Radio. I have to be sure to send out a big hello to all of our international listeners. Keep your emails coming. I really enjoy reading and hearing from you all over North America and Africa, Switzerland, all over Europe. Thanks for tuning in to Truth About Trucking Live from the good old USA. One listener from Brazil just wrote me and simply said that trucking in the U.S. sounds like it's not much different from Brazil. Not sure what he meant by that, but it's probably not. But I'll just say keep on trucking, whether you're in Brazil, Japan, New Zealand, or wherever you're listening to our program. We appreciate it. Everybody in the chat, thanks for being here. Trucker Desiree, I see you in there, and Tracy Lynn and everybody. Dan Little, thanks for being here. Trucker Desiree may have went. I hope she's healing up and doing better from when she was in a hospital where she broke her knee, I think. Or it's just, I think she's doing good. I'm sure she's still in pain. I saw her writing in the chat room, but heal up and get well. And that will do it for now. You can check out our show schedule at blogtalkradio.com/truthabouttrucking, and we'll be back live on the air very, very soon. So thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time right here. So until next time, for Truth About Trucking Live, I'm Alan Smith. Drive safe. And as always, thanks for listening.
Cause I'm back.